Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Listen, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this, but every once in a while, I will meet somebody who is really good friends with both of their parents. I think that's a little weird. That is an either-or situation. You're only supposed to get one parent who you're really close to, who's super accepting and loving and supportive. And the other one is your dad.
Thursday, May 29th, 2025. Man, I was in front of that joke and it still made me laugh. That was funny. Oh, good morning. Good morning. I don't know what we're almost done with, but it feels like we're almost done.
Well, we're almost out of school.
You are. Yeah, we're almost out of school.
And we're almost on vacation.
Yep. Oh,
I mean, you're
boy.
Right behind me. I just have one more day off than you
That's
do.
That's true.
It is a million degrees in here.
It's super hot.
I'm literally sweating.
Kevin, you don't need to take it personally. We know you did. I don't know what it is about the AC in this building that just makes it so that like you adjust the temperature and then you have to wait a couple hours for it to kick in.
It is really bad.
It's crazy. What did you set it to? What temperature?
Let's see.
Go and look. What is it?
69.
Hey-o!
All right. What was it set to?
71.
Really?
Oh, it feels warmer than 71. Yeah. All right. Well, but anyway, though, you know what this studio needs? A whole house fan.
Yeah, open the windows. Otherwise, for some reason, it'll break them all.
Wouldn't that be nice? Just get some fresh air in here.
Yeah. Mm.
106.5 The End.
The wake-up call.
So we're going to be talking about Sarah Jessica Parker and what she said while being interviewed recently, because there's a new special that's on HBO looking back at Sex and the City. And I forget what it's called. It's whatever she said on the show that was like her catchphrase when she was closing out a column and she was writing.
What would she say? She'd say
it was like, and just like that. And maybe that's actually the name of it. And just like that. And she's being interviewed and she's there to promote this, you know, documentary about the show. And she kind of lays a whopper on all of us. Check this out.
And in Just Like That, first of all, you look amazing. And what you bring to And Just Like That, I had the gift of seeing the first six episodes.
Oh my gosh.
Just so you know.
I haven't seen
and
them.
And I will not.
I haven't seen them.
You haven't?
Oh my God, no.
I mean, you don't like watching yourself?
No, I don't watch it. Never seen it. Never seen Sex and the City, most of them.
Get out.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Never seen Sex and the City. Doesn't watch herself in any of the projects she does. It's like, what? Huh?
I get that.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Explain it to me.
Well, I think that there can be a lot of different reasons. I think probably for a lot of people, it is self-preservation.
How so?
If I were to watch myself constantly, I think I would become so self-conscious of when I was on camera. And I would start adjusting myself based on me wanting to not feel bad about myself when I watch something back.
But isn't that good?
No, because it's not your job to direct yourself. It's the director's job. So
if I start getting
in my head,
yeah,
about I don't like the way I look when I turn this way, or I don't like the way that I do this or that or that, then I feel like that can stop you from letting yourself be free enough to do this thing.
You think it just would get you too much in your own head?
I think so.
So with this show, there have been times, I'm sure you both have had similar experiences, where like, you know, we go back and we listen to stuff on the show that we've done. And if somebody else knows that we're doing that, do you ever get your balls busted by that person? They're like, are you listening to yourself?
No, nobody's ever said that to me.
Ever?
No.
Okay. Well, I've had it said by multiple people in my life. They're like, are you listening to yourself? And like, the answer is yes, but it's not because I'm listening because like, I mean, sometimes it's because, oh, I remember that being so funny, I want to go back and relive it. But it's often like we go back and we listen and we dissect and we try to figure out, like, is there a better way we could have done that?
We are self-directed. There isn't somebody else whose job it is to tell us, okay, Kevin, when you say bitch, I want you to say it a certain way. That doesn't exist for us. And then if Kevin, like, was self-conscious about saying that.
Yeah.
And then he has somebody telling him he has to.
Yeah.
Then I feel like you could get it in your head. Also, I think that there's another part of it where it's like, you commit so much of your time and life to filming this thing that you don't want to go back and watch it. You want to go move on to the next thing.
But you're not curious how it turns out? Because when you're on the set of a TV show or movie, you've no idea how it's going to turn out.
Most of them. She hasn't seen most of them. So it means she's seen some.
Some of them.
Okay,
but
well, what else does she need?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be curious as to how it turned out. If you were
many of them?
All of them.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You wouldn't?
I watch every episode that I was in?
Yes.
Of a show that I did for years? No, Gavin, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
That's crazy to me.
Think about how many hours she dedicated to the same scene. You do it. You have to do it 5 times. Then the next one, you have to do 5. You want to go back and watch? No.
Yeah, because I want to find out how it turned out. Because like when you're on set, you might spend an entire day filming 30 seconds. And you have, like, no concept of, like, how it's all going to come together with music and other actors and editing.
You have to trust the other people that you work with that they're going to...
Just out of pure curiosity, I'd want to see it. So so this is very different than what I thought. You don't think this is, like, a self-conscious thing with her, right?
I think I think it could be.
But like,
I think it
like
could be very easy to get in your own head. Like, think about somebody that's doing a crying scene or a sex scene.
I mean, that I wouldn't want to watch.
You want to go back and watch that and critique yourself? Definitely not.
I definitely wouldn't want to watch that. Yeah, no, that I wouldn't want to watch. That'd be
Why?
That'd be uncomfortable.
Well?
Because I know what I look like naked. yeah. But what if like you did do a sex scene and you know they used a body double, you wouldn't be kind of curious as to like how that looked?
I'm not saying I'm somebody that would never watch. I probably would, but I think once you've seen a few episodes, you're probably good.
You know, as somebody who's watched every episode of Sex and the City, that's a pretty good assessment of the whole series.
Yeah.
I've seen enough.
Like I might
I get it.
Like I might watch the movie where she goes to marry Big?
Yeah.
I might watch that scene because it was such a pivotal scene in just the story of this show. But
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, if you agree or disagree, let us know. Text in 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, new reporting has that the A's, I don't even know what to call them anymore.
I think they're the A's.
But I mean, are they, what are they? Are they the Sacramento A's?
Oh, I don't know. Just call them the A's.
Just the A's.
We're not really sports here on the Wake Up Call, but what we are Sacramentans through and through. And we're pissed because the new reporting is that the A's, which are squatting in our city, are not happy. In fact, they're miserable in Sacramento. And I saw this reporting and I was conflicted. I had two emotions and I want to run them by you because I want to find out where you guys land on either side of this fence.
Okay.
Are we being bad hosts to the A's?
No.
Or are they just being a pain in the ass?
Okay.
Are they being prima donnas and bitching about the size of where they're playing, the quality of the grass? This, they're blaming Sacramento for their terrible season. Like, wow, you guys are miserable now. Wait till it's 110 and you've got to schlep your Bay Area asses out there on the field and stand there in your non-breathable uniforms.
Okay, so I am Sacramento loud and proud. Born in the 916.
Right.
Plan to die in the 916.
Right.
When I'm 93, nobody get excited. On the surface, you would think that I would say anybody that isn't loud and proud Sacramento, get out.
Get out.
Goodbye.
Love it or leave it.
Right. Love it or leave it. Go to the Gulf of America for all I care.
Why not? Speak the language.
Right. Okay. However, I'm going to say, now, granted, most athletes, you don't really get to choose where you're going to live, but they were sort of uprooted. Okay.
All right.
Second, and I could be wrong, I don't think most of them know how long they're going to stay here.
They don't.
Right.
It was supposed to be 3 years, but they haven't even, as last I heard, broken ground in Vegas yet.
So, as a human being, it would feel unsettling to feel like you can't, like, put roots somewhere.
Right, right.
Now, to blame us for their absolutely devastating season, it's my understanding they've lost the last 11 games.
Uh-oh.
That's a lot of games.
You can't blame that on us.
Uh-uh.
Okay?
They're certainly trying.
I've seen Dinger out there. He seems to be doing just fine.
Mm-hmm. He's happy as a clam.
But let's give him a second. Dude. If we were uprooted out of this studio.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get a new studio.
Yeah.
And then they move us to a smaller studio.
Right, right, right.
Would we not complain about it?
Probably.
For sure.
Although I can't imagine it too much smaller than this one. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
For sure.
Kevin, how do you feel about this?
I feel like the A's are being some bitches.
All right.
Oh.
You've seen how Sacramentoans are here, right?
That's true.
We pride ourselves with our sports team, the River Cats, the Sacramento Kings. We even made a beam for them.
All right.
See how we show out for the basketball game.
Yeah, we do.
How we showed out for the River Cats game.
Yeah, we do.
Do we show out for the soccer game?
We do, big time.
Yes, see?
The Bridge Brigade, sure.
The Republic.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Soccer Republic.
Yes,
yeah.
See?
Is this Giants country?
It is, yeah.
Is that part of it?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Did they walk their way into Giants territory?
Okay,
and then we said, okay, play for us.
Let's say this.
Hit a ball.
Maybe, but still, they're being bad guests.
Right.
Imagine you invited somebody over to your house.
Uh-huh.
And all they did, let's say that you invite somebody over to your house.
Yeah.
And then the second they show up, they get tummy troubles.
How about if you invited somebody to your house and then they complained because you were making them frozen beef hamburgers and not homemade beef hamburgers?
I don't even accept that as an excuse.
That was you, dum-dum.
Okay, but that's different, though.
Why?
Because it was me. Guys, you just got here. You just got here. And let's not forget, thank you, somebody, for texting this in to 909-1065. Y'all came from Oakland.
Yeah, but they live in Oakland.
I don't care.
Okay.
Then move to Granite Bay, A's, if you don't like it. Okay, you know what? I've whipped myself into a frenzy. I'm landing on the side of the fence. The guys are being a bunch of bitches.
Right, okay. Yes.
Turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Stop blaming us for your problems.
Yes.
And You know, go to Sutter's Fort.
Honestly, go get some saltwater taffy.
Have you been to the Capitol?
Try Joe's Crab Shack. You'll love it.
Okay, and there's lots of things to
do. Maybe we should invite him in here.
You're welcome
you
to come in here.
Okay.
Sure.
If you play for the A's.
Yeah.
Yes. And I assume you're listening.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah.
What else do you have to do?
Obviously not win.
Okay. I wasn't going to say that. I just want everybody to know that I've been on the side of, hey, let's let him warm up. Okay?
I kid.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$240 is the jackpot today on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Ha 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 ha. Yes, and it's the last Are You Smarter Than Katie for a bit as she's getting to go on vacation. I'll be on vacation as well. And we are going to be playing with Caitlin from Lincoln. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio. And like I said, $240. Here we go. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Question one. Cassie is one of the key witnesses in the Diddy trial, as she was one of the biggest alleged victims. And yesterday was a good day and a bad day for her. It was bad because there was more difficult testimony being said, but it was also good because she welcomed her third child. How about that? Spell the word alleged.
A-L-L-E-G-E-D.
Question two. Mike White is the creator, writer, and director of White Lotus. He is also a former Survivor contestant. In fact, he was one of the best competitors on the reality show, so much so that CBS asked him to return for an All-Star season next year. How about that? That's fun. On Survivor, what is the name of the statue that means you cannot be voted off?
Oh, no.
All righty. Question three. Hailey Bieber just made more money than her husband Justin Bieber ever did in his entire career. She owns a makeup company called Rode, and she just sold it to Elf Cosmetics for $1 billion. Is this more or less than what Selena Gomez's makeup company is worth?
More?
Question four, Jeremy Renner has a book coming out about his near life-ending experience when a snowplow rolled on top of him 2 years ago. He said that he had a near-death experience that was beautiful, and it was the most peaceful he's ever been. In fact, so much so, he was pissed off when he got revived. How about that? What is the name of his Marvel character?
Say that one more time.
What is the name of Jeremy Renner's Marvel character?
Oh, gosh. The guy with the arrows. Hawkeye?
Okay. Question five. Broadway has seen its most lucrative season ever. Like, ever. It's credited to more Hollywood stars doing Broadway shows and more shows that are based on familiar material like movies and stuff like that. But Broadway just made $2 billion, which is 25% more than it made last year. So how much did Broadway make last year?
So you're asking for 25% of $2 billion?
I'm asking for it's $2 billion was a 25% increase of last year. So I'm asking you what did it make last year?
$1.5 billion.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. Caitlin, you're in the car. Where are we going?
We're going to work.
And where do we work?
I work at a hotel in downtown Sacramento.
Ooh.
I always thought working in a hotel would be really exciting.
Romantic.
Or something.
Is it romantic? Yeah.
Which, is it one of the fancy hotels?
Yeah, we're right by the convention center, yeah.
Okay,
the Hyatt.
So let me ask you.
Oh, the Sheraton.
Or maybe. Which one is it?
I think it's the Sheraton.
Do we get to know which one it is?
Sure, I work for the Hyatt.
The Hyatt.
Kevin was right. Sorry, jeez. All right,
there you go. Good job, Kevin. Oh, 1 point, Kevin. So do you watch a lot of, like, White Lotus because it's, like, about hotels and stuff?
I do.
Yeah, are you like, oh, that's that Armand. I feel for him. All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Caitlin. And Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one. Cassie, you know, one of the key witnesses in the Diddy trial.
Mm-hmm.
She had a good and bad day yesterday. It was bad because she, you know, had to listen to more awful testimony, you know. But it was good because she also welcomed her third child.
Same day?
Yeah. Yeah. Spell the word alleged.
Okay. A-L-L-E-G-E-D, alleged.
That is correct. I always thought that was one of those words that I just can't remember how to spell it.
I feel like I use it a lot.
Yeah. Mom, speaking of White Lotus, Mike White, the creator of White Lotus, he is also a former Survivor contestant. In fact, he was one of the best players in recent memory to play the game, so much so that they asked him to come back next season for an all-star season of Survivor.
And does he have time for that?
I guess he does, because he's doing it again. Right. He did not win. He came in second. And it actually kind of made me not like him a little bit. But I'll watch it again. I'll give him another chance, yeah. On Survivor, what's the name of the statue that means you cannot be voted off?
The immunity idol.
That is correct. The immunity idol. Question three. Hailey Bieber just made more money than Justin has ever made in his career.
Really?
She has a makeup company called Rode, and she sold it to Elf for $1 billion.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Is that more or less than what Selena Gomez's makeup company is worth?
And how much did you say it was?
$1
billion. I'm going to say less.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez's, I believe it's called Rare Beauty, is worth $2 billion, or almost $2 billion. Question four, Jeremy Renner has a book coming out about when he almost died when a snowplow rolled on top of him 2 years ago.
Right.
And he said that when that happened, he had a near-death experience that was beautiful. He said it was the most peaceful he's ever been in his life, and he was mad, quote, pissed off when they revived him.
Wow.
What is the name of his Marvel character?
Hawkeye.
Yes, Hawkeye. And question five, Broadway just had its most lucrative year ever.
I love that.
Ever. It's credited to more Hollywood Broadway stars doing shows and also more shows based on familiar material like movies and TV shows and albums. I'm not sure how I feel about that part of it, but it just made $2 billion, which is a 25% increase over what it made last year. So what did it make last year?
25%, huh? $3,125,000,000.
I wish everybody could see Katie. It was like she was reading the wrong answer on the ceiling.
I just look it up.
The answer was $1.5 billion.
I don't even remember the question.
Caitlin got that one right. But Caitlin, the final score, you got 3 and Katie got 4.
Oh boy, Caitlin.
Wowie, wow. How about that? We're going to have $20 of the jackpot for when we all come back from a vacation. Caitlin, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
No,
not today.
Not today. But thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for listening. And I mean, you ever want to give us a free room at the Hyatt?
We'll take it.
We'll take it.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This week, I am excited that I finally am going to get something called an echocardiogram. However, I'm excited about something that I don't really know what it is. And the reason I'm getting one is because, you know, I found out that there's like a heart condition that is kind of in my family.
Yep. Do you remember what it is?
I do, but I don't want to say.
Okay.
And I'm just going through the process of making sure that I don't have it. Because if I don't have it, then my kids don't have it. So
that's not true.
Or most likely they don't. I didn't give it to them. It's possible that I didn't give it
to
them.
Well, it's certainly possible.
Yeah. So anyway, though, so that's what I'm doing this week. But I don't know what this is. Now, I've already done like a thing for like looking at my lower heart. But I don't think that that's the same thing as what they have to do to look at my upper heart.
How did they look at your lower heart?
It felt like they were looking for a baby or something.
Okay, and they didn't look at your whole heart?
Mm-mm. No, it was only, they were like, we're looking at the bottom half.
I wonder if then the order only asked for that, because it's going to be this, you know what? I'd like to perform an echo on you right now.
an echocardiogram?
Yeah, take your shirt off.
You don't have any of the...
I got something.
Huh? But you don't have the equipment?
Sure, I got... Okay, so it's like,
oh my god,
it's like when you're pregnant, okay, and you get like an ultrasound.
Okay.
Okay. So they're gonna take some goop.
Okay.
Okay, and then they're gonna put it.
What are you putting on?
It's just lotion, but they're gonna put like KY jelly on you.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna.
Oh my god! No, wait, don't put.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Okay. Now.
Maybe just put a bunch of hand lotion on my chest.
Now they're gonna take like a wand. Okay, and they're gonna, and then they're just gonna have a screen like this, and they're gonna go. Okay. 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 Now turn. Now roll towards me. Roll. Okay. Perfect.
Oh
okay,
my like god.
There. Okay. Okay.
Oh, so it is like looking for a baby.
Okay. So now what we're gonna do is we're gonna go up like this.
I'll watch the nipples.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you
bad.
Roll over again? And then they're gonna
see?
Keep. Okay.
So, and they're gonna okay. Reposition me.
Yeah. And over and over and over and over and over.
I gotta
and
tell
over.
You, whatever hand lotion you used, it is fragrant. Gavin, why is your chest? Why is your shirt off? First of all, second of all, why are you covered in hand lotion?
Okay,
now?
So it's actually the lotion from a Disney resort. I think it's from Alani.
Oh my so god! You use so much. You use so much lotion.
I purposely did.
Oh my god.
Oh man!
I gotta do something
you're
with all
have
this.
To get all that off.
Now you're moist.
What if a general manager walks by right now as I have no shirt on and I'm
it's
just
called show prep,
and I'm just rubbing lotion all over.
Okay, the best thing about
excuse
our job
me, is... boss. Excuse me.
Right.
It is lotion 30 here on the wake up call.
He's got a heart condition.
Can I interest you in some KY jelly? Did I get it all? Man, I feel like
feel,
I did.
Yeah.
I smell like a pretty flower.
Yeah, you
yeah.
do.
Oh, wow. I smell
yeah,
it.
You smell like Disney.
Wow.
Well, okay. So, thank you. That was informative.
Okay, good.
And everybody wish me luck on my echocardiogram. I hope it goes as well as that one.
I'm a pro. I doctor.
Yeah.
And
you tech.
Well, okay, I echo tech.
Now, if you want to be doctor, you have to examine my results now.
I examined your results.
Okay, how do I look?
Oh, the heart?
Yes.
Fine. Okay. The penis? Micro.
Oh,
hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin had a brand new haircut this morning. I'm walking in. Kevin's walking out of the Odyssey suite here, and I don't even have an opportunity to tell him, oh, I like your hair.
Yeah. Your fake.
Well, no, I wasn't going to say that. But still, you just came right out of the gate and just looked at me and said, don't.
Right.
Well, that's because he'd already popped into the studio and I made the unfortunate mistake of calling him Kim Jong-un.
Right.
And that is because, and I am now learning this was a stylistic choice. I thought maybe you just woke up like this. It's floppy on top, which I like volume on top. Don't get me wrong. I like when you have more hair on top. It is parted straight down the middle and then flopping down on both
sides. Yeah, it's called a middle part. Ever heard of her?
Oh, I heard of her.
Yeah.
I just usually see it in dictators. But that's
Oh my God.
I also see it a lot in teenage girls right now as well.
I'm so mad at both of you.
Don't be mad at me.
You guys aren't supporting my hair choices yet again.
Okay, I like this way more than the perm.
Well, sure.
I'll say that.
I haven't gotten a perm on it. That's why it's floppy.
Wait a second. Second, the perm is coming?
The perm. And
no,
like she says, I need to elevate it.
No. It's
volume.
The volume is great right now. It didn't help that he pulled up a picture of Kim Jong-un and then just turned his screen towards me and just pointed at it.
Is that true?
I mean, yeah, I wanted to see what she was calling me and she agrees with that.
Well, do you?
I think he's a little thicker than me, but.
Okay, I'm just saying
talking
the hair.
About his hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, I do know that this has been a goal of yours for a while.
Right.
What it has?
This look.
Well, middle part, because I'm going to...
middle part, that's right.
You guys forgot I'm going to a Korean music festival, so that's why I need my hair to look like
a
Korean.
Okay, yeah. Listen. And Koreans have great hair. So why is that a bad thing?
I don't know. Do you like this hair or do you not?
No, I do.
You called me Kim Jong-un, but then you said you have great hair.
No, I didn't say
confused.
You. You're Vietnamese.
Take your headphones off.
You do
off.
Have great hair. You do have great hair.
All right, let me stand up.
Let me,
yeah, fix your hair. Okay, so what are we going to, okay, all right.
Okay, so here's where I think we're going wrong, okay? It's poofy on the side. Hold on. It's poofy on the sides as well. And I think if you're going for that K-pop look, I think you need it to just be parted down the middle, kind of poofy in the front, but then the sides are more slicked down.
Well, let me tell you, I was doing my hair and I couldn't use the blow dryer this morning because people are sleeping. So that's why this is like half complete. But when I have my blow dry, you need to blow it out.
Can you take a picture and post it on your Instagram? People want to see it. Yeah. What? You don't have your makeup on yet? What? Why?
Yeah.
Why is now not a good
time? Fine. I'll post it now, but you know, it's not the full effect. And I didn't blow it out yet.
I don't think if you blow it. I think we're just talking about how it looks right now.
And I don't think it has to get bigger. Can I finally tell you what I think of it, though?
Oh, I thought you thought it looked cute.
I think it looks okay. It's certainly better than the perm. And I'm begging you, please don't perm your hair again.
He's not going to.
He's... thinking about
it. No, he's not.
Thinking about it.
Kevin!
Why?
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to be on your side.
You should have helped the sister when he walked in and said, oh my God, your haircut looks cute.
You did call him a dictator.
I didn't know that you got a haircut.
I support you in everything you do.
That
and when
true.
I want to look like a dictator, you're like, oh, bad luck.
You know what? You're right. I hope you do look like you want people to die. I want you to look like you don't want free information out there.
Wow.
Kevin, here's the thing. I'm too anxious of a person to and with slight OCD for you to maintain this look, though, because if that middle part is not actually middle, I'm going to stare at it all day.
Let him. It's none of his business.
Right.
My eye's going to twitch.
It is a 30-60 right now.
Where's the other 10?
Wait. Oh, yeah. I'm missing 10.
If even I got that, it's pretty bad.
Listen, Kevin, you live your best life.
Yeah.
Did you post the picture?
Yes, I did.
Great. If you want to see Kevin's new look, go check it out at Kevin Wake Up Call.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He's happy to clear your cookies. It's Kevin. He goes all over the internet looking for interesting facts to make us more interesting. Doesn't do enough research, but that's all right. We kind of figure it out. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know lobsters pee out of their faces right under their eyes?
What? What?
Yeah.
Why are those tears? Why aren't we just calling them tears?
Because it's.
Is it just because we want to keep eating them?
I think.
No.
That. Oh, I see. You. If it could cry.
If we all knew lobsters could cry, we wouldn't eat them. Maybe he.
I mean, we know that they can scream, and we don't care.
I mean, technically, I don't think it's a scream, but they sound like they're screaming.
Yeah.
It's actually worse than a scream. It's the pressure inside their body escaping.
How are we not calling lobsters dinosaurs?
Probably because they're not.
Yeah. They're more of the
They seem pretty dinosaur-y.
They seem it, but they're not. They're crustaceans.
Yeah.
No?
There are more fish under the sea that seem more historic than them.
Okay, like who?
Like the anglerfish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bony.
Okay.
Scary. Looks like a meteor hit it.
Yes. That looks like a dinosaur. You're right about that.
Don't come at my lobsters.
Even sharks.
Oh, see, that's the problem is you feel that I'm coming for your favorite crustacean.
Well, yeah, they were looked as the poor people food. And then somehow in 1800s, they were a delicacy now.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Look I at didn't you. Know that.
Uh-huh. Gotta know my history.
Bonus fact.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope there's a bonus fact for every fact we get today.
I don't think so.
Can we start saying that we're peeing out of our eyes instead of tears?
No.
It seems like something that like the manosphere would say, like, I'm not crying, I'm just peeing out of my eyes.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the opposite. Like, look at that woman over there. Got pee coming out of her eyes.
Although, if you say that, though, the opposite is like, sorry, everybody, my penis is crying.
Okay. You know that could be taken so many ways, right?
Coming up next, we've got a doctor that's going to tell us why your testosterone's low. All right, did you know with Kevin?
Did you know it is more likely for anyone to have a stroke on Monday rather than any other day because the stress that comes with the beginning of the week?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I am a lot more pro work from home than Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
And I am somebody that doesn't feel like our whole lives should revolve around our jobs and our careers because there's so much to life.
Mm-hmm.
Is this not kind of proof of that?
I guess this particular
thing. Sunday scaries are going to kill ya.
However, there were a lot of strokes that happened during COVID.
I believe that was because of the virus.
Well, but also.
No, not well. That's absolutely true.
It just seems like, because a lot of people who have strokes are of retirement age.
You know, it's just Monday. You've grown up knowing that Monday's coming. Your system's used to it. Even if you're retired or something, you just feel Monday blues.
Okay, coming. Well then it sounds like what the problem is not so much we shouldn't center our lives around our careers. Instead, maybe what we should do is just rebrand Mondays.
Ooh, okay.
And make just make
fun days.
Yeah, make it a fun day.
Monday fun day.
Yeah.
Maybe require all employers to offer free donut day on Mondays.
That would be
that
cool.
Would not be enough for me.
Oh.
Would also not help the stroke part of it either. Yeah.
I mean, now, if it was like Monday meat trays.
Okay.
Then now I'm in.
That's not good for the heart.
What if there was just massage Mondays?
And
they just had massage people here. Now, then we got to do something to take care of the massage people, too, you know, but sure.
Okay.
They chose that profession.
Well, so did we.
Right. Yeah. So. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know your brain prefers to default your mood back to one that you've made comfortable for yourself?
Okay, that's
Gavin.
Interesting. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking about you.
What about me?
How you sort of chronically had a case of the crankies for a long time.
Yeah.
And you had to, like, reprogram your brain.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, removing chronic back pain really helped with that crankiness.
I meant years ago.
Well, that too, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it is possible because that sounds positive, but it could also be negative.
No, I think it's negative.
Perfect example. My mother-in-law, eternal optimist.
Okay.
I think that she's too optimistic. And even when things are not going well or there is a big problem, her brain resets itself to everything is fine.
Okay.
That's not helpful. That's not helpful either. I think your brain just has to be more on a swivel And it's just got to be.
How is that not helpful?
Because
the best case scenario.
Listen, sometimes people aren't in the mood or it's not helpful for them to try to get cheered up. You know, take it from me.
You're saying cheer. Oh, you think everything's going to be fine means that it put a smile on.
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
And sometimes everything's not going to be fine. Sometimes it needs to be bad for a little bit. And that's okay. It's okay. You know, I think it's better to have your brain on a swivel. And I think the better way to have your brain on a swivel is to do Massage Mondays at every single place of employment.
Yes.
Who's with me? Hands in.
Back by popular demand. 106.5 The End wants you to experience the wake-up call live and uncensored.
June 28th at the iconic Crest Theater on legendary K Street.
Are You Smarter Than Katie? Married Name Upgrade Downgrade? Did You Know? And so much more live on stage.
Plus, we'll have some VIP guests you haven't heard in a while.
Listen to the wake-up call every morning to win your way in.
Or you can buy your tickets starting at just $25.
Get all the details at endonline.com.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.